Are you seeing some white flags saying that agencies are really needing help?
Well, I have not as of yet, but the level of the funding is so great, and this is the first time a lot of people have ever dealt with this. And I think there's a lot of concern both with regard to the federal agencies, but also how this money is sort of being dispersed around the state. For instance, most governors are the deciders on where the money goes. People don't know how that's going to be working. Do they have a team? For instance, in one person will be a group of people. So there are a lot of questions that really have not been answered, yet they want to get everything out quickly so it has an impact with the economy.
Yeah, I mean, there's 237 pages of guidance that have come from OMB. That's one page for every two pages of the money part of the stimulus budget. I think agencies are just simply saying, how can we comply with all this, all the reporting, and do
it
fast?
Well, also, you know, this bill passed so fast. Very few people, honestly, I voted against the stimulus package. Very, very few people actually had an opportunity to read it. It was sort of pushed out very, very fast. And so really a lot of what is in there, people don't really even know. There was a lot of people saying, let's kind of slow it down a little bit. Let's have some hearings. Let's look and see. Also, with regard to some of the projects going out, let's make sure it really is a shovel-ready project that's going to create jobs and not just something where some members saw an opportunity to put something on a bill that they knew was going to pass and be signed. But there are a lot of questions. In fact, as the Congress is dealing with this, at the same time it's dealing with the TARP and the TALF and everything else. So I don't think anybody really knows the answer.
And speaking of shovel-ready, let's move on to the defense budget proposal. A lot of items have been buried, at least under proposals, by Secretary Gates. And what's your thought about how this is going to come down? It sounds like there's a lot of controversy in what he's proposed, and it may really get some pretty rigorous debate in the Congress.
Well, it will. One, Secretary Gates is a fine guy. He has a career of public service, having been with the CIA before that. He was at the National Security Council. He served in a number of different administrations. But a lot of the things that are in that budget are very, very controversial. More so, there are some defense systems that certain areas of the nation have been relying on, and yet so they were taken by surprise for the F-22 and different things like this. I'm not on the House Armed Services Committee, but there will be very intense examination. Now, if you notice, this was announced when the Congress was not in session, and I think a lot of people were taken by surprise on it. I think it's going to be a long, difficult road, although I'm sure a lot of what the Secretary asked for is valid, but I think the Congress has to be involved. Lastly, is the President behind this, or is he not? And as of now, if it's just the Secretary, I think it'll be different. Is President Obama going to come back and put his weight behind it? So, again, nobody really knows how that's going to go, but a number of members in certain areas around the country that have large defense manufacturers have spoken out on the issue. For instance, on missile defense, Senator Lieberman and a group sent a letter. So, again, we don't know. We just don't know.
Is there anything in this, Congressman Wolf, that you have a particular problem with?
Well, I haven't read it. I've been out of my district every day doing meetings. There was just an announcement. It's been covered by the news. I watched the Secretary on the McNeil-Lair report. He went through it. I don't think I can honestly say, I don't think any member can say, you really can't base your opinion on a news report or on a Washington Post story. We'll have to see. Now, in fairness to the Secretary, the world is changing. Some of the weapons systems may have been good, but on the other hand, we're fighting a different form, kind of a guerrilla warfare. If you look what's taking place now in Somalia, if you look, and we now see the captain being captured, but the Somalia bandits, there's a lot of activity. The type of war that we're fighting in Afghanistan versus what we did in the past, the type that we're fighting in Iraq. As you remember, I was the author of the Iraq Study Group to take a look at how we're doing and what do we do a little bit differently. And so the wars are different than they've been, and I think the Secretary is anticipating some of the changes and some of the things, and we're going to have to see. But I think there's a lot of credibility with the Secretary because he's a person who's been bipartisan. He was, as you know, the Secretary of Defense in the previous administration. They keep him here, and he goes way back all the way. I think he was at the National Security Council, I think, in the Carter administration even. So when he speaks, I think he does carry a lot of weight. But again, we're going to have to see.
All right. We're talking this morning to Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia about many issues, including the defense budget.
And also the trip to Cuba by members of the Black Congressional Caucus. And some of them came back. Congressman Richardson, who's going to be on the show later, said she experienced freedom of travel, freedom of religion, and freedom of speech during her day or so in Cuba. What are you going to be talking about this morning at your press conference?
Well, we're going to be talking about the following. There are a number of dissidents that are in prison in Cuba. And the concern that we have is that they should have visited the families of the dissidents. Congressman Smith and I have been turned down twice. We have asked to go to Cuba. We've asked to go to be able to go around the island, talk to different people, but also to visit the Cuban dissidents that are in prison. Many have been in prison for years. And so there's a little bit of concern that have they visited the dissidents of those who have been speaking out for human rights, religious freedom? Have they visited the head of the Catholic Church down there? And I think Cuba has a record of having violated human rights. And every group that goes down to Cuba generally is very sympathetic to Cuba. They have not allowed anybody to go down to meet with the families of the dissidents, to go into the prisons, to speak to some of those family members. So Congressman Smith and I had a request to go to Cuba about a month ago. The day before we were getting ready to go, they denied our visa. We had asked several years ago, about 2.5, 3 years ago, again, they denied our visa. Is there something strange? Members of Congress who are concerned about human rights and speak out can't get there, and yet people who want to increase the trade and things like that get to go whenever they want to go. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about.
And Congressman, do you then oppose what others are suggesting, including Senator Dick Lugar of Indiana, that there be a more open travel policy to Cuba?
I do as of now. Until the Cuban government allows the dissidents out. Now, once they allow them out, we can look at that. But some of these people have been in prison for years. Some of the stories that come out, if you look at the Human Rights Report, I believe, and this is me speaking, that human rights and religious freedom trumps trade. We watched the whole thing take place with regard to China. People said it would just give the Chinese MFN, everything will be wonderful. Now we've got a trade imbalance. Our products, our jobs have gone abroad. The Chinese have 30 Catholic priests in jail. The Chinese have Protestant pastors in jail. The Chinese have persecuted the Uyghurs, the Muslims, up on that border. The Chinese have plundered Tibet. I have been to Tibet. We went in a trekking group. We had a young Buddhist monk with us telling us what has gone on in Tibet. If you looked at the story the other day, the Chinese now have the ability to take down our power grid. The Chinese are spying against this. The Chinese have compromised about 17 House member computers, the International Relations Committee computers, and people say, oh, let's trade. So trade is good, and but we really need to speak out on behalf of the people for human rights and religious freedom. So until we have an opportunity to go down there and to talk to these people, to talk to the families, to go into the prisons, and listen, I would be opposed. Generally, communications and things back and forth are good, but just to say, okay, we're going to trade with you, we don't care who you arrest, we don't care how long you've kept them, we don't care what you're doing with the families, I don't think that's appropriate. So on this issue, I would not agree with Senator Lugar until I had an opportunity to see how are they treating the Cuban dissidents. And right now, from what we know, they're not treating them very, very well, and many are still in prison. Some have been here for a long, long time.